shocked. You know, I think it's harsh, you know, to say the very least. You know, looking at Mark Jenkins' statement to say that the club want to go back into the Premier League,
yeah,
you know, winning the first time of asking. You know, what backing has Darren Moore really had in the transfer windows? You know, we're looking at signing 35 and 36-year-old players on free transfers. So from that perspective, I don't think he's been backed at all. Yeah, you can look at his decisions, you know, the system that he's played today, again, three at the back, you know, playing Phillips as a wing back, try and play out from the back. You know, that's the influence that Graham Jones had at him. And we were hoping that he was going to get past it and put his foot down and that wouldn't happen again because, you know, he's the manager and he makes decisions. But, you know, winning 7 out of the last 9 away games, yeah, the home form hasn't been good enough. They're still in touch. You know, losing 2 games, drawing 1 against Ipswich, who are bottom of the league when you think, you know, they should be winning that. Is that really, you know, form that warrants a sacking? And I think it's just the easy option out, you know, and then saying that, you know, the new man might be in by Wednesday and getting rid of his backroom stuff shows me that they've probably been talking to other people in the meantime and you know, that they'll be in place really, really soon.
Well, what it says to me is that, A, Gwatjon Lai, who's a bit of an absent landlord at West Bromwich Albion, has insisted, and Mark Jenkins has said in the statement, that their aim was to get promoted straight back to the Premier League. And Darren Moore will have known that. And clearly, looking at today's performance, they don't now believe that he's going to be able to get them there with 10 games to go out of 46. So the minimum that they're looking for now is a playoff place and to get promoted through the playoffs, because it's unlikely they're going to catch the top 3. There is no doubt at all, if you get rid of a manager at this stage of a season, Rob Gurney and Richard as well, you've got to they will have somebody lined up. It's max of that. They'll know who it is. They'll have approached somebody, and that somebody may well have given them some sort of verbal guarantee that, yeah, okay, I'll come and join you. They're not going to jettison Darren Moore and his backroom team without having somebody in place, surely.
No, I mean, it shouldn't go on within the game, but we know that it does. You know, it happens all the time that, you know, managers get fired and within sort of 24, 48 hours, somebody else, you know, breezes in through the door. And it looks like, potentially, this might happen in the build-up to the Swansea game as well for Albion.
So the other thing to consider is, who is it? Is it going to be Jukanovic? Is it going to be David Wagner, who's obviously left Huddersfield under a... Well, I mean, a mutual agreement to leave Huddersfield Town. He's got them promoted through the playoffs. Jukanovic has been promoted twice. He got Watford up, he got Fulham up. Didn't happen for him in the Premier League. So do you believe they've got somebody lined up? They must have, Richard, mustn't they?
Well, they must, yeah, because otherwise you wouldn't say that somebody would be in place by Wednesday and you'd put your assistant manager in caretaker charge. You know, it just reeks off that they've known for a while that they want to make a change. They must have approached someone, which is not nice. You know, the manager that's coming in, I think it's very unsporting to be able to speak to a club if the manager is still in place. I think, apart from the last, you know, couple of games, Darren Moore hasn't done a lot wrong. Yeah, his substitutions haven't been great. His systems haven't been great. I think today was geared up to play 4-4-2 against an Ipswich side that were there for the taking. 1-1 ain't good enough, but based on the last three games, does that warrant the sacking? You know, I just can't see it, and I just don't believe that. Yeah, the home form ain't been good enough. You know, we all know that, and the players have got to look at themselves and say, have they given it all for the manager? And he will look back at his spell at the club and say, you know, have I given my assistant maybe a little bit too much respect, a little bit too much lenience in the way that we want to play, and should I have put my foot down a little bit quicker? You know, they've lost points through playing out from the back, which they've should have eradicated a long, long time ago. So it's a learning curve, but I still think that it's very, very harsh to sack somebody on the back of the last 3 games. And that's what the way it looks to me.